Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving a microphone, dress like a $1 million, buying things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
Everybody, y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody who offers me encouragement with my moments of inspiration in the morning. I want to say this to you. A lot of times I'm saying the things that I need to hear. Now, I've heard from a lot of people that they really appreciate it and it benefits them and it's helped them in so many ways. I thank you for saying that. But you all helped me too, and I thank you for that. You know, I don't have to be in the position I'm in. I'm in this position because of God's grace and mercy in my life. And, you know, I work hard. I do. I'll admit that. But I've learned over the years that, you know, you got to give God to something to bless. You know, a lot of us want blessings, but we ain't got nothing in action. We ain't moving, you know, to give God nothing to put his hand on, to touch on your behalf. And that's what I've tried to do. I've tried to work hard enough to give God some stuff that he can put his hands on my behalf. You know, I take meetings when I ain't really sure how they gonna go, but maybe God to go in there and touch somebody on my behalf. I don't know, but he can't touch nobody on your behalf at the meeting if you don't take the meeting. You know, if you don't go and try and make the sale, if you don't put the call in to make the sale, God can't touch nobody to make them buy. You feel me? I mean, you know, and I ain't trying to make it sound like people around me or I know ain't doing nothing. I'm just telling you that the way I've discovered it. Now, there could be another way. I have not discovered it yet. So doing my little moments of inspiration, I can only come from what I know. But I do thank everybody for the encouragement from time to time. I just want to say thank you, too. But a lot of times I'm trying to get myself through some things. So here's a good one today. Okay, you ready? All right. Everybody and anybody can pray. See, that's the thing about prayer. Everybody and anybody can pray. See, and let me say this to you. What you got to lose by praying? What you ain't got to make no spectacle of it. It don't say you had to go to the center of the courthouse, get on your knees on the other side of the metal detector and cry out. That ain't how God work. You ain't got to show out for God. God will do all the showing out. All you got to do is do. You leave the showing out part to God. He going to clown for you. Please know. He going to show you off to everybody who need to see it, and especially your enemies. So you leave the showing out part to him. You can pray. I mean, everybody and anybody can pray. Prayer is for everybody and anybody. Everybody and anybody I know need prayer. If you're not applying it, I'm going to tell you, man, you're missing out on something here because you're missing out on something. First of all, you don't have to check with nobody to pray. You ain't got to clear it with nobody to pray. You don't need permission from anybody to pray. You ain't even got to tell nobody, if you don't want to, that you've been praying about something. Now, like a cat like me that has seen prayer work over and over and over, I ain't got no problem saying out loud that I'm praying about something, that I prayed for this and it came true, that I'm praying that God get me through something. I don't really have a problem saying that because it didn't work for me so many times. And it has never, ever failed me yet. Prayer has never not worked for me. Now, you got to understand something. Sometimes the answer to your prayer is no. But see, I got that too, though. See, I understand that part of it, that sometimes the answer to the prayer is no. I got that. You know, come on, Steve. Sometimes the answer is no. And I've learned to accept that. But at least now that I know that the answer is no, I can move on to the next step or move on to the way he got for me. See, sometimes I pray for stuff I want. And then sometimes the answer to what I want is no. Then I say, okay, well, God, what you got for me? What he got for me way better than the thing I was about to pray for or the thing I was praying for and I got a no to. But you got to do it a little bit to understand that part. But let's just talk about the basic benefits of prayer. Because, see, prayer is beneficial, y'all. Listen to me now. You're listening to a cat. I'm telling you what I know. I ain't guessing about this one here. This is what I know. Prayer is for everybody, and anybody can pray. But here are the benefits for me in my life that prayer has helped me. And this is not in the order of significance or importance. These are just some of the elements that occur when I pray. First of all, purpose. I find purpose in prayer. You know, like if I'm trying to figure out the mission and the how come, the what for, the why did it, the how to, that's purpose. I get purpose when I pray. I ask God, what's the purpose? What am I doing it for? What does it matter? He gives me that in prayer. Sometimes I get direction. Direction is a beautiful thing I get. Okay, which way? Which way, Lord? I'm tossed up. I got a decision to make, and I ain't really sure what to do. What should I do? Show me which way to go. Direction. How many times have you needed some direction? Well, that's what prayer does. Let's talk about them again now. Purpose, direction. Here's another good thing it provides. Clarity. Lord have mercy. Man, how many times has he cleared it for me? Showed it to me. Removed some people out the way. Put some people over here. Expose something to me that I really needed to know. See, prayer work on so many levels. Purpose, direction, clarity. Man, oh, I see now. Oh. Sometimes it's exposing an enemy, showing you a somebody who's betraying you. Sometimes it's showing you somebody that's just hanging on for all the wrong reasons. Just clarity, man. I thank him for clarity through prayer. Here's another one. Calmness. It just calms me down, man. It just makes me feel easier to know that I ain't out here dealing with it by myself, that I got a power that I done tapped in that's greater than all powers, the most electrifying, stimulating, sensational power available to mankind is your connection with your creator, with God. There's nothing greater for you, man. There's nothing, I don't care what nobody tell you. There's nothing greater you can do for yourself than get in touch with who made you and find out what your purpose is. Get yourself some direction about who you are. Get yourself some clarity about what you ought to be doing. And then calm down, man, so everything don't upset you. You know, sometimes, man, people be wondering, man, I don't know how you deal with all that. Because I done prayed, man. And I done got me some calmness working in my life to where all these waters that's raging around me and these storms and everything, it ain't tossing my boat upside down. Oh, I'll be up in it sometime. But I'm not turning over and drowning in all this here. I got a calmness, man, knowing that God is working on my behalf, that he's getting it done for me. And no matter how wrong it looked for me right now, I know God got me. Calmness. It's really cool to have calmness, man. Here's something else it gives to me, too. Understanding and wisdom. It just makes me go, oh, okay, I got that. I see. Oh, you know what, man? I was tripping on that. Oh, okay, I see. You know what? That's going down because of this and because that happened. Now look at what that, oh, I see how that's working. That's wisdom. That's understanding. And then just one more thing before we get out of here. Just make me feel hopeful sometimes. Matter of fact, all the time. It just always got me filled with hope that I know something big about to pop off, that something else about to go down. He just give me hope, man. That's what prayer does. It do all them things. So if you ain't praying, I check into it today. Really, it's such a powerful and beneficial thing to all of us. Anybody and everybody can pray. Just talk to him, just like you talking to anybody. Or watch how you feel.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies, gentlemen, girls, boys, things.
Things. I like things.
Animals. Yeah. Aliens. Everybody.
I talked to one of them yesterday.
You talked to who, though?
Alien. You don't have no alien friend?
Whoa.
So go ahead, man. Let me see you get out of this one right here. So what y'all talk about and where was you?
Yeah, let's explore.
What y'all talk about?
Yeah, I'm open. I'm open. It's a good way to start the show. Go ahead, Tommy.
Okay. He's from Mars. He's my friend. And he's been talking about how they having Mars quakes. You know, we have earthquakes. They have Mars quakes. So it's a lot going on. This similarity to what's happening up there and what's happening down here. I mean, it's how you don't have no friends from different places.
No, don't worry about that. Where'd you see
him? Oh, he come out of house sometime.
Boy, come on, Steve.
How does he get to the house?
You don't remember the friend I used to play with when I was little?
Oh, I remember him.
Marvin
the Martian.
We
didn't see him either.
Oh, Marvin the Martian?
Marvin the Martian. He existed.
Sometimes you make me so angry. I love Marvin the Martian.
Uh-oh.
From the Disney cartoon.
See?
Yes.
See, Jay got him too. He got friends.
Is anybody concerned?
I am.
Are you? Is that a question, Carlos? Seriously?
Yeah. I'm like looking around the room like,
the man says he's got Martian friends. We're concerned.
See, now when they show up, you're going to need me. See, you're going to need me because you ain't had nobody to know how to talk to them. That's your problem. You need somebody like me in your life.
Aren't they short?
I got Martian friends. See?
Hell yeah.
Pop, ping.
Yeah, they show.
All the ones I've seen. Yeah,
that's what they hang out.
Nothing but a helmet with some sneakers sticking out Monday. Your dog don't like they show.
A helmet and sneakers.
So now that explains it. Okay.
Shirley be stinging you, man.
I ain't
gonna lie to you, Tom.
That's gonna be my friend. I'm done with her.
Set yourself up for these. Uh-uh.
You do, Tommy. You got these short ass Martians.
How do they look, Steve?
Just a helmet with some Converse sneakers sticking up on them and a set of eyes.
That visual.
And a set of eyes.
That visual is crazy.
I know, because I got one.
Right.
Now, he don't want to laugh because how he looked in his football uniform.
Okay, helmet.
You know, when we was little, Tommy got a football uniform, and that's how he looked.
Like a Martian?
Just a helmet
like
a Martian. With some tennis shoes sticking out money.
But who's taller, you think, though?
Boom, ting.
Pop, ting.
She's
back
to back with it, huh?
He,
oh, man.
But he done got quiet. Though.
Yeah. He don't want to talk about it no more.
I ain't here.
Well, you oh you here. We just can't see you.
All right, coming up at 32 after the hour, something funny. Junior
Scoopy. Into it, Jay.
I didn't say a thing. I'm new here. I never, because I'm new.
Junior's Truth Be Told is coming up, and then we're going to ask a question. Who needs a snicker?
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time for something funny. Junior, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. But first, let me thank everybody that was in Richmond this weekend and came and hung out with your favorite play cousin. Thank y'all so much for showing up. But then tonight, though,
what?
I'm over at the J Spot tonight.
Woohoo!
Yes, sir.
I'm doing the world famous J Spot tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
The world famous reopened J Spot tonight.
Taco Tuesday.
The
baby.
World famous, this is our third time. We're not closing no more J Spot tonight.
Not the third time.
Oh, that hurt. That
I'm
hurt
doing
right
the
there.
World famous. I promise we going to be here tonight.
Junior.
I'm
going
to be there, man. My friend J. Anthony Brown Neiman, I'm coming through, boy. I'm coming to
Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Los Angeles, California. Thank you so much, man.
Man, I'm excited, Jay. But let me get to this, though.
Mm-hmm.
Holidays is coming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is coming. And so you got people that's coming with somebody you've never met, but you've heard about.
Keep it 100, Junior. Come on.
Now, I got a cousin, got this girl who's giving him all these problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought about it. Truth be told, the crazy they are. The more ways you try to defend them to your family. I ain't never met the girl, but I'm about to meet her on Thanksgiving. Like, stuff like this. Like, okay, I heard, dog, yeah, she tried to smother you with the pillow. Yeah, dog, we started off playing at first, but then it got serious. But then, you ain't never been smothered before? You ain't never been smothered before?
Come on, Junior.
Talk about
I mean,
it,
God, dog, man, won't you find somebody to play with and try to smother you?
Yeah.
Or this one. Dog, I heard she raised about the backseat of your car. You tried to leave. Yeah, she raised about the backseat. Uh-huh. She was concerned about where I was going that night. You ain't ever had nobody that was concerned about where you be?
You
I mean, dog,
it.
Love. Let her love me.
Fix it.
The crazier they are, the more they try to defend them to us.
Mm.
I can't wait to meet the girl. like Darnell, what's this about you? She shot at you. Yeah, she shot at me. She shot at me because she was concerned. I was messing up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the word.
I heard that gunshot. I got right back in line. I mean, ain't nobody ever shot at you before?
Right.
No, Darnell, ain't nobody ever shot at us. Okay, well, Darnell. You need to get somebody to shoot you before you speak on this subject. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Darnell.
You can't speak on this unless you've been shot at. I can't wait to meet her. Just the crazier they are, harder they gonna defend them to their family. Boy,
yes,
I can't wait to see this girl. Oh, we're gonna have some fun this Thanksgiving. And that's truth being told. I'm just telling.
That's truth being told.
Thank you, Junior. That was good.
Ooh, that was real
good.
That is
that was so true, Junior.
Yeah.
Man, that was real.
They gonna defend him.
Everybody
that's
got
so
one.
Real.
You ain't never been done that.
You never been done that before.
I mean, I was taking a bath in the tub, then she came in and pushed my head underwater, but she left me under it a little too long. I choked a little bit. But you ain't never been held underwater under your own wheel?
No,
dog, everybody did that. Well, don't speak on that then. You ain't never been that.
Till you walked in my shoes.
Yeah, till you walked in my shoes.
Hey, Joe.
Well, judging me.
It was just a cut. Damn, dog, you sitting there acting like she stabbed me, though.
It wasn't really a stab. The knife didn't go all the way in. What you talking about?
It didn't go all the way in. It's just a cut.
Wow.
Well, just that's a surface wound. 32 stitches. That's it.
Whoa. Is that all? Woo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just crazy.
I love it.
Okay, darling.
She drowned me a little bit. That's all.
A little bit.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
But you ain't never been drowned before.
You ain't never been drowned.
You
but
can't speak
love.
On it, though. That's what I don't like. You can't speak on it.
All right, so thank you, Junior. So, Jay, you have this bit for Steve. It's called Who Needs a Snicker? What is this
Well, it's
segment
a play
about?
It's a play on the commercial, you know, when people are upset and when they're angry.
Yeah.
The thing that really calms them down is a Snickers bar. That's what the commercial is about.
Uh-huh.
So Steve has a list of people who need a Snickers just to calm them down, to take them down a notch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Trump sure need one.
I'm sure that's in there.
He
needs a Snickers IV.
Yeah. He needs a Snickers IV.
Yeah, you're not yourself.
Right, Carla.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Not yourself.
What you got, Steve?
I tell you who needs a Snicker.
Who?
That mean waitress.
Uh-huh.
Boy.
The one at the restaurant.
Ooh.
That calls you baby doll, sugar, honey, darling.
Yeah.
You ready to order sugar?
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh.
Baby doll, yeah. What you want?
Ain't none of my names.
Damn, none of your names.
Honey, come on.
Yeah. Hurry up, honey pie.
It's other people in here, you know.
I love it.
Here's somebody else need a Snicker. The nurse at the hospital that take your blood, but she do it real rough.
That hose be
pulling on your hair on your arm.
Oh.
But she tightening with her teeth and her hands.
Her teeth?
But man, is you tying on yourself? What is this junkie tie on you giving to junkie?
Man.
Now, this ain't for all of them, but that one cafeteria lady. Ain't no more green beans.
And you looking at them right there, right?
Yeah, I didn't ask you for no green beans. I'm just telling you it ain't none. You don't get no extra cheese.
What?
One slice of cheese on the cheeseburger. Move along.
Keeper of the cheese, yes.
You don't get two scoops of mashed potatoes, baby. Don't mess around and get reported.
What the customer?
Oh, my God.
Funny.
This, I'll tell you who else needs a Snicker right quick. The who? Night watchman that knows your name, but you can't get in the building because you ain't got your bag.
Right.
You just come on me, partner.
Speak on it.
You just said that.
We talked.
Evening, Mr.
We
Harvey. Talk. Great, thank you, man. Got your badge? No, I left my badge. Sorry, can't let you in. Did you just call me, Mr. Harvey?
All right. They give him a Snickers. Listen, coming up next, Nephew Tommy's Run That Prank Back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with today's national news and headlines. But right now, it is time for the nephew to run that. It is time for the nephew to run that prank back. Come on, Neff.
Shirley, I caught that. Jesus. Tommy, you didn't catch that.
I missed it. What'd she do this time?
You didn't catch what she tried to do. That's
what'd
that
you do
tall
this time,
voice.
She sure did use it.
Oh, no,
time.
She did it in a tall voice. Tommy, you didn't catch that?
No. Oh.
Shirley, do it again.
Oh, God. Coming up next.
It's tall voice?
It is time.
It is time.
It is time for the nephew's Run That Prank Back.
Oh, it's so tall. Uh-huh.
I sat up in my seat a little bit.
Yeah.
Ping.
I love you.
Whatever. Me and my Jesus right here.
Oh, boy.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a sister.
This is she.
How you doing? I'm giving you a call on behalf of Baptist Church. You are a member there, am I right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Listen, I'm calling you. Some of the members have gotten together and had a meeting and wanted me to give you a call. It seems that a lot of them are complaining about Sunday services that go on and wanted for me to give you a call on their behalf so that we can see if we can address the problem and talk to you diligently as possible and try to get the problem rectified.
What's going on?
Well, it seems like that a lot of members are complaining.
I'm sorry, and what is your name again?
My name is ma'am. I'm not actually a member of the church. I've just been the one that they've been asked to give you a call and try to talk on the members' behalf so maybe we can get this problem rectified that they have as far as you are concerned.
Now, okay, go ahead. I'm just trying to see what this is in regards to. Go ahead.
Well, it seems like the members of the church are complaining about that you're doing too much shouting at church on Sunday, and it seems to be going on every Sunday. You're running up and down the aisle, and you're shouting all over the place. And it's
I've been singled out. About my shouting? Is that what you're saying?
Well, evidently it's distracting, ma'am. You're distracting everyone from getting the word and listening to the word and being involved in the service. And that's the purpose of the call, is to see if we can get you to tone it down some.
Okay, so the whole church is complaining about me shouting the way people run up and down them aisles every Sunday and almost turn cartwheels and flips. and they singling me out, complaining about me.
Well, ma'am, I don't know how it is that you can see everybody else doing cartwheels when you're the one that they say is the one that's doing them. You
okay, well, how am I being singled out?
Ma'am, all I'm saying is that they saying that you're doing too much shouting and too much running at this church. Now, I'm just the messenger.
Okay, well, they can't tell me how to shout. They can't tell me what's going on in my life, what's going to keep me from praising God.
They
can go somewhere else with that, but they are not going to tell me that I can't praise my God. They don't know how good God has been to me.
And you know what? I understand that. I agree with you wholeheartedly, but it's becoming a distraction. I mean, they was at the point last night talking about, should we put some seatbelts on the pews so you can stay down?
I wish they would put some seatbelts. How are they going to tell people they can't shout in church and praise God? What do we come to church for?
Well, you do come to...
They need to be trying to praise God and get their own shout on and stop looking at me and worrying about what I'm doing.
We're going to need you to quit running up and down these aisles and doing
well,
what you...
That's not going... I'm sorry, sir. You know, I'm trying to stay calm. I'm trying my best. Whew, Jesus. Sir, that's not happening. You can't tell me I got to stop shouting.
Okay, ma'am, but let me ask you something. Are you running now? Aren't you just standing still talking?
No, because I don't have to run right now.
Okay, what I'm trying to get you to do...
Right now, I can run up and down the street and praise God, but they're not gonna tell me to stop shouting at church.
Can we get you to be a little bit more reserved? Is what we see, ma'am. Let me go ahead and go further on what they.
I move how the Spirit moves.
Okay, well, let me move and tell you what they've told me. Now,
go ahead, what they told you.
If we can't get to the point where you can, you know, tone it down, then we may have to ask you to leave.
Let them ask me. Jesus. Jesus, let them ask me, why would they want me to leave the church? I've been at that church for 15 years. I'm not leaving the church. I'm going to run up and down around the church. I'm going to even turn me some flips where I'm at.
Now, listen.
I'm going to
be there on Sunday, ma'am. And I have been the person that's been appointed to make sure that you're not running up and down these aisles and shouting like this. You're going to have to keep yourself reserved so people can hear the word of God. You are standing in people's word. That's what you're doing. You're in the way
of. You know what? If they come trying to sit me down, I'm going to give them a word and it ain't going to be a God.
So,
now, let them put their hands up on me here.
Now, listen.
I'm telling you that now. You could say, I haven't been in that church 15 years. If I want to run, dance, shout, jump, scream, whatever I want to do, I'm going to do it. And ain't nobody going to stop me.
You're going to have to stop this. This past Sunday was your last Sunday doing it, and you're
watch
not finna
me.
Do it this
watch
Sunday.
Well, like I said, just watch. And I'm telling you, you could tell the urchins, the deacon board, the deaconess, the minister's wives, or whoever else you want to tell, let them put their hands on me and see if I don't swing on them. I'm going to come right up out the Spirit and swing on them. I'm telling you that now. Because, see, sir, you done really pushed me that.
Well, let me ask you this here.
I tried to show that I'm saved and delivered, but you making me revert back to my old ways, and you really finna me off. That's what you finna do.
Okay, well, let me ask you this here. Where is the God at right now in you? Where is the one that's
right here? The God was in me when I was trying to be calm with you at first to tell you don't be calling me with this foolishness. But now you done made the other side of me raise up.
Well, you done raised it up.
You
done raised it up in me too. Guess what? Come Sunday, you gonna sit your in that pew, and you ain't gonna
move. You know, you call yourself a man of God, you can't take him home, sit my in the pew. Okay, all right, we're gonna see how well my sit in that pew. Matter of fact, first thing Sunday morning, I'm going to pastor. Oh, yeah, and your deacon, whoever you are, whatever your name is, I'm gonna tell him about it. Y'all better, however, get you my number, you need to lose.
I would be talking to pastor myself and letting him know about this situation. You don't tell you don't.
Pastor, we can call pastor right now. We can get pastor on freeway.
You don't talk to pastor. I talk to pastor.
I talk to pastor. I done been at this church 15 years. Like I said, now tell you, Jesus.
Now, see, just like this here, you see how you calling
Jesus,
on him and you standing.
Jesus. Yeah, because I'm calling on him to keep me from just really going and cuss you out right now because you done really hit my nerve.
I got one more thing I need to say to you, lady.
Well, you know what? You better say it real quick because you finna talk to this operator.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girl.
You know what? I'm gonna kick my butt. Okay. Oh, Jesus.
I got one more thing, baby. Let me ask you something. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
That is me and my Jesus.
Oh, yes. Yes, Lord.
Me and my Jesus. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Me and my play, Mama's Boy. You can catch me Thursday, Louisville, Kentucky, Friday, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Saturday, Maryville, Indiana, and Sunday night wraps up the week, Indianapolis, Indiana. It's Mama's Boy, the hit stage play that everybody's talking about that's floating around the country. All Ticketmaster outlets, get your tickets, because the nephew coming to town with a host of friends and Mama's Boy.
Mm-hmm, I like the way you don't mention nobody but your.
Yeah, you always say that, Steve.
Who you want me to talk
host
to?
Host a friend.
Tommy's the star. Haven't you
but
figured
ain't
that
mentioning
out?
Mentioning these people. There's some stars in this place.
Oh.
None bigger than Tommy.
All of them bigger than Tommy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
President Trump may be trying to repeal and replace Obamacare, but a number of Americans may not want him to. Check it out. Obamacare health insurance plan enrollment rates are up sharply over last year. To remind you, open enrollment began November 1st under a Trump administration opposed to Obamacare. We all know about that. New numbers suggest consumer demand for the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, almost doubled. Did you hear me? I said almost doubled over last year in the first days of enrollment. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services say that during the first 4 days of open enrollment, more than 600,000 people selected a plan on healthcare.gov. That's the federal Obamacare exchange. And on top of that, more than 464,000 customers renewed their coverage, and more than 137,000 new consumers selected a plan on healthcare.gov.
This is after he comes out, President Trump comes out and says that he's going to kill the funding.
Yeah,
he did kill
part
it.
Of, part of the funding kill was also kill advertising.
Definitely.
That the enrollment was up and due.
Yeah,
right, to let the people and, know to enroll.
And places to sign up, Steve, he cut back on that too. And in spite of all of that, enrollment is up. Wow.
People need health care.
They want it,
that's
yeah.
the bottom line.
They want it, you're right.
People that didn't vote for him need it.
Right.
Exactly.
We had to go ahead and get it because we just, there's just... We needed it bad, and it's just, I
and
don't know.
They'll
we...
say stuff like, I like affordable health care, I just don't like that Obamacare.
Exactly. Right.
It's the same damn
thing. Same
can you change the name of it for us?
Well,
you guys
like, you
made
know,
it
the reason I got it, I'm going to tell you like this here.
Come on.
The reason I got it, why the reason I went on and got it?
Why?
Because them cold jobs ain't come back yet, like you said.
They ain't never coming back.
I said, now I'll be damned. I done voted for you, and you told me them cold jobs was coming back. And I done had my helmet sitting by the door waiting. I got a new battery for the light on it and everything.
For the light.
And I ain't been able to strap it on since you got in office now. I'm waiting on that cold job, but until then, I had to go down there and get me a little something.
Yeah.
That's what I signed up for.
I'm with you. I got it, but I don't call it Obamacare. I just call it care. I dropped the Obama part, so I don't really call it Obamacare. I just call it care.
Well, come on now. Let's face it, cousin. The only reason you done that is because he's colored.
Because he's... I don't like to say Negro.
Well, it's colored. So what colored
you can't say colored
you
either.
Can't
that's
say
it. That's
no,
not,
you're not even nice to say, black.
Yeah.
Black.
You can say black.
I don't like to say it in the house. And that way I can say black has never been in my house if I don't say it.
But I'll tell you what, though. Spanish. I'll tell you what. Well, hold on now. Hold on. Let's talk this out.
Come on, brother.
Because the thing I'm... thing I'm just really just starting to come round to is
what's that?
And I look, I ain't in your house, cousin, so I can say this.
Okay.
Ever since January,
all right.
I'm just gonna say this.
Say it.
Put it out.
I kind of miss that guy.
Obama?
The black guy?
Yeah, I miss him.
You know you ain't going to be able to say that around our people.
Yeah, you better watch yourself.
I don't care nothing about that. I'm just talking to y'all.
Be careful who you speak that around.
Well, I'm just telling you, I miss him because he's a cool guy. I like the way he trotted up them steps and everything.
Yeah,
he liked all babies. I seen him hugging white kids, black kids, Mexican children, little Indian boys and girls. He just made us all feel like we were something.
We but this, you didn't vote for this, him. No,
I did. I voted for him when they closed the curtain. I just ain't tell y'all.
Oh, one of those. Huh?
You damn betcha I did. I knew what was going to happen right here. We got this.
We got to bring in Miss Ann. Come on, Steve.
Miss Ann Tripp.
Good morning, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Okay, in Iran, the death toll continues to rise following the 7.2 magnitude earthquake that took place near Iran's border with Iraq yesterday. Officials say at least 400 people have been killed. Some 7,300 others have been injured and they're in need of shelter. Meanwhile, rescue workers are combing the rubble looking for more survivors. In Alabama, a fifth woman is stepping forward to accuse GOP Senate candidate Roy Moore of sexual misconduct with minors. Beverly Young Nelson says the right-wing Republican was a regular at the restaurant where she worked when she was 16 and that he molested her in his car at the time. At the time, Ms. Nelson says Roy Moore was an assistant district attorney, so she was afraid to come forward.
I did not tell anyone about what had happened. I was scared. I felt that if I told anyone that Mr. Moore would do something to me or my family. And I decided to keep what happened to myself.
She says she's only coming out now because of other allegations against Moore that have been reported. Roy Moore's campaign is calling the accusations part of a politically motivated witch hunt. However, GOP Senate leader Mitch McConnell says he's convinced enough to start thinking about a write-in campaign.
That's an option we're looking at, whether or not there is someone who could mount a write-in campaign successfully. I believe the women, yes.
Staying with Alabama for a minute, a Republican nominee for federal district court, Brett Talley, has received a unanimous rating of not qualified because Talley has absolutely no trial experience and he never even argued a motion. Talley's also under fire for failing to disclose the fact that his wife works in the White House counsel's office. Capitol Hill, discussions are underway over the GOP's proposals for tax reform. In sports, Yankee star outfielder Aaron Judge has been named Rookie of the Year in the American League. Judge won that distinction in a unanimous vote by the Baseball Writers Association. The 6'7" Judge led the league with 52 home runs and 12. Well, the NFL team owners may not like this, but Colin Kaepernick's been named GQ's Citizen of the Year. Kaepernick's graced the cover of GQ once before because of his overwhelming talent, but this time it's because of his overwhelming commitment to fight for racial justice and against police brutality, putting Kaepernick, GQ says, right up there with Jackie Robinson and Muhammad Ali, athletes who risked everything to stand or kneel for what's right. Congratulations, Colin Kaepernick. Eugene the Butterfly coming up 20 minutes after the hour. Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, introduce Jay.
Yeah, Jay Anthony Brown, yeah.
Jay, introduce the butterfly. Steve, you got to work on your attitude.
I mean, it's watch his segment. It's nothing. It's the worst segment we have on the show.
Why don't you try to help
him
to make it better?
Maybe if you would, you know.
All right, okay. All right.
Do something about your
attitude. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the butterfly, Jay Anthony Brown.
I said, do you know? Do you know the butterfly? Who don't know the butterfly? Because I know the butterfly.
Yeah,
I love the butterfly.
All right, Eugene, come on out,
if you don't know the butterfly, I really know the butterfly.
That's enough. Come on out, Eugene.
I do.
Let's go and get
this.
Thank you.
I do.
Coming out. Here I am. Coming out. Good morning, everyone. Okay. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. See, Stephen, I'm trying to come out. He won't let me out. Good morning, Stephen, Tommy, Shirley, Carla, Jimmy, Jay Anthony Brown. Jay Anthony Brown. Good morning, everyone. I'm letting you know I have a new invention that I have created. It is socks, knee pads. They're socks and they're knee pads. They're all in one. And I think everybody's going to like them.
Why would you need some knee pads?
I don't know.
Just get into that first.
What? They're socks and knee pads and they're all into one. You pull them
socks
all the way up.
What is the knee pads for?
Well, a lot of people are going through, you know, when you get older, you go through things with your knees. And if you have to get on your knees, it hurts, Stephen. It really does. So this is the type of invention that when you can take the sock and pull it all the way up to your knee, it's a compression at the top, you know, and it you know holds your knee in place. And it's so if you're on your knees a lot,
How much does it cost?
Right now $9.99 a pair with the built-in pad.
Are you on your knees a lot?
Well, if I'm doing, like, if I'm cleaning up and I need to get on the floor and, you know, clean under the couches and things of that nature, you want to have your knee pads on. But it's all built into your socks, so it's good. So anyway, they come in pink. They come in rosy red. I have four different colors. What's the other one? Lime yellow. And then Perfello, which is purple and yellow together, Perfello. So these are things that you are.
What?
These are.
Wait. Eugene,
Perfello.
I'm trying to give you a better chance.
Give me a chance.
Do the sock knee pads cost again?
$9.99 a pair.
$900.
No, $9.99 is $10.81 with tax. Come on, don't mess up.
$10.81.
Don't mess up my advertisement. Listen. It is a very, very great creation. You are.
That's
loving.
High it's as hell. $10.
$9.99. It's $10.81 with tech.
Is it two in the pack?
No, it's just one pair.
For how much?
$9.99.
One just pair. One.
Stop. Don't do that. So it's sock. It's
man,
sock
your
pants.
Dollar amounts be too high, man.
Yeah, you had to come down on your man, price.
What's wrong with my price point?
You'd have made. And you
was $10 for a pair of socks?
Yeah. Okay, let's stop this. Steve Harvey, you spend way more money than that on a pair of socks. And I'm throwing
but
in knee pads.
You didn't make them, no. Man, they too high. $9.99 is too high.
The Perfellos.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time for Comedy Roulette, Jay. Please set it up quickly.
So simple. Mm-hmm. Four subjects. Put it on the wheel. Spin the wheel. Where it stop at. We can do the damn thing. All right. Can't break it down no simpler than that.
Okay.
Where it Come stop on, at.
Come on.
Come on with it.
We don't even know what it is. Let's
we
go.
Have no idea.
All right, here we go.
What you got?
All right, your team really sucks.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, these are the categories.
That's for Steve.
Your team really sucks. Okay, number two. Number two, they're about to cut your lights off when...
Okay. I like that one.
Okay, number three. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number three, my favorite dish is when you mix...
Oh, yeah, I like that one. Yes, uh-huh. Okay. Yes. Like
number four, your grandma don't run nothing in here.
Your grandma don't run nothing up in here.
Okay. Number five, the last one, why does your house always smell like fish?
Okay. All
right, Minute Cat.
Oh. What? Look, come on. Oh. Fish.
He won't. Oh, it what stopped is it? On. My favorite dish is when you mix.
Oh, so easy. Oh, man, you take yourself some old two-day-old cornbread.
Say it again. What's the subject?
My favorite dish is when you mix.
When you mix.
Yeah.
Come on.
Uh-huh. Da,
right.
da, da,
very
whatever.
Simple. Very simple, Steve. You take yourself some old cornbread. It's been that sitting around about 2 or 3 days.
Uh-huh.
You crumble that up in a pan.
Uh-huh.
Get you some butter.
Uh-huh.
Put that in the pan.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. And pour some syrup on top of that?
Uh-huh.
Woo! That is good eating right there.
Uh-huh.
You done made
that,
you
Jack.
Some syrup cornbread with butter. Lord, my diabetes sugar going through the roof.
Okay. Can I jump in on the back of that?
Get one, man.
Let's take that same cornbread.
Uh-huh.
And reach up in the top of that fridge and grab them greens out.
What?
And take them greens and put it in a bowl.
Uh-huh.
Crumble that cornbread up in them greens. Now warm that up and tell me what you got, boy.
Oh, that's yes. good eating right there, boy. That's good eating.
I'll tell you what we had to eat in college.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Cause we ain't had no money and everything, but it was the best meal I ever. I studied better when I had this.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Ramen noodles and cut up bacon strips.
That's
delicious. All I had. But I got straight A's once I ate that. It felt like a full meal. Yes.
Take a can of Spam.
Oh, yeah.
Cut it up into cubes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Put it in a skillet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Saute it. Put it on top of a salad.
Oh.
Then put French all over it so you can disguise it so you don't see that it's spam.
Oh, French dressing. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And your ass is having a delicious taco salad.
Oh my God.
You didn't even know it.
You didn't even know it. Let me tell you something, man. My favorite dish is when you take some old pizza, eat it cold, set that on your plate right there. Don't even heat that up. But you go in the refrigerator, get an old piece of chicken, heat that up. And you get yourself some beans and rice. You got chicken, pizza, beans, and rice. What?
Chicken, pizza, beans, and rice.
Are you kidding me? Is that good or what?
No. Nobody wants that.
I can't eat it.
Okay, here I go. Here
what
I go.
You, what?
You get you 3 Oscar Mayer wieners out the fridge. Put that on ball. Put that on ball. When they get off ball, slice that up real good and make them little bitty pieces.
Yeah.
Throw them into some pinto beans and get to cooking that together. Mix that round. Mix that round. Best thing since grape jelly right there.
All right, come on, Steve, and close it out.
What you got, man?
Come on,
take another can of Spam. Cut it up into some more cubes. Put it in a skillet and saute it. Throw some damn eggs in there and whip it all together. Girl.
You better not say it. Denver omelet.
That's a Denver omelet from Chicago.
All right, we'll be back with Nephew Tommy's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it is today's strawberry letter. You do not want to miss that, and you don't want to miss this either. Come on, nephew. The prank phone call.
You've been wearing my clothes.
Your tall voice. I love it, Shirley.
Stop,
walk into it every time.
You've been wearing my clothes. You've been wearing my... I'm not listening to y'all. Play the prank. You've been wearing my clothes.
Wilt Chamberlain voice.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to... I'm trying to reach Wilson.
Yeah, this is Wilson.
Hey, you own the cleaners over on... Right.
Yeah, that's me. How may I help you?
How long y'all been over there? How many years y'all been over there on?
Man, we've been here about 15 years, man. Been there a long time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. How may I help you?
No, you the only. My name's Donnie, man. I'm sorry. My name's Donnie. You always been the owner there?
Man, I started this thing about 15 years ago. Got all my own equipment, everything. We do everything in house, so you ain't got to worry about going nowhere. You drop your clothes off here. I made sure we take care of everything right here in house, man.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, man. The reason why I call, I've actually been bringing my clothes to you for about a year now. My name is Donnie.
Oh, you have? Donnie. I don't remember. I know if you come in here, I know your face though.
You probably know me when you see me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably know me when you see. But listen, here's where I had a problem, and I came in about last week sometime. I came in, I think it was last Thursday, I came in to get my clothes I had dropped off, and now I had brought some clothes probably about 3 weeks before that. And when I got home, with them clothes, I realized I was missing a shirt. And I was like, I don't know where my shirt is. I couldn't find it. So now, just last week when I came back to pick up some clothes, now, and this what you know, I don't want to raise no havoc in your store or nothing, but when I looked at you, you was actually the person that took my money and gave me my clothes. Mm-hmm. But when I looked closer at you, I realized you actually had on my shirt.
What?
No. I had to go on and count to 10. I went on out to my car and I said, I'm not gonna wait and calm down. But you was actually standing there, giving me my clothes, but you had on my shirt too.
Nah, you could have counted 20. You ain't seen me in your shirt. I mean, have your clothes, you have left your clothes up here longer than 30 days?
Okay, wait. Hold on. What is you saying? If people leave their stuff longer than 30 days, you start wearing it?
Hold on. I ain't wore nobody's shirt. Hold on, Donnie. We quit all this lying
about you ain't want nobody's shirt because you your hands mine
Listen, let me tell you something, man. I mean, I work every day. I work hard, and I can buy my own shirt. I mean, I ain't got to wear nobody's shirt. As a matter of fact, I was just saying because you said that you felt like I held your shirt. I ain't worn nobody's shirt, but
okay. Well, now I got a partner coming there.
The only time something come up missing is if it's been here 30 days. We ain't taking nobody's clothes.
But listen, I got a friend. He bring his stuff over there too, and he tell me he has some pants missing. And he come in there one day and swear he think you had his pants on.
Who is it? He lied. Let me tell you. Hold on, bro. I don't know.
You just sat there, man. Our clothes. You got my shirt on and his pants on. This is ridiculous, man. Is you creating your own wardrobe with people's stuff?
Look, hold on. Let me tell you something, man. I done told you I ain't wearing nobody else's shirt. Don't call me insult my integrity. Tell me I done wore somebody else's shirt. I don't have to wear your shirt. I got
what kind of cleaners you got, man, that you clean people's stuff, but then you wear it around the cleaners?
I don't have to wear a thing of nobody around no cleaners. I got my own. You must not been up here yourself. Do you see the uniforms we wear up here? That's how you know my name. It say Wilson on my uniform, man.
I know it say Wilson on it, but why
well,
is
you, ain't seen me
wearing other people's stuff, Mr. Wilson?
Look here, man, look here. I'm a Christian, bro. Listen, I'm trying to do the right thing. I don't appreciate nobody calling me. You can tell you can inquire, and we can get this fixed, you know, figured out. But you don't call here saying that you seen me wearing your shirt.
I'm going to let the shirt go. Yeah? I'm going to let the shirt go.
I don't care what the hell you do with the shirt.
No, Miss Wills. This is what I'm going to do with you. If I come in there one more time and see you with one of my shirts on, then guess what? I'm going to tear it off for you, and I'm going to beat your at your store.
Tell you what, you bring your bad down here. Come on down here. Let me, it ain't a thing in the drugstore gonna kill you quicker than I will about coming here trying to bother me about a shirt.
Well, you need to quit wearing people's stuff then.
I ain't gotta wear no nothing clothes, boy.
But that's what you're doing. You up in there, you got on my shirt and got my boy pants on.
I tell you what, let me tell you something. Before I open this cleaner, I'm from the penitentiary. And when you call somebody a lie, you better back it up.
I ain't gonna come up in there.
This ain't where look, man.
You keep wearing everybody's clothes in there.
Let me tell you something. I'm telling you what God love, man. I'm telling you the truth. If you come up here with some you need to call your mama and let her know it's gonna be some snot slanging and flower bringing. Cause just like that shirt you say you missing, you gonna be missing too. You come up here bothering about a shirt.
You gonna get your butt beat if I keep finding out you wearing people's stuff. Look at Wilson. Don't get your butt beat up on. You hear me?
I tell you what, you need to get off my phone. Boy, this baby, this time about I'm wearing his shirt.
You is wearing my shirt, and you wearing my friend's pants.
Man, you, look, bro, look, Donnie McClurkin, whoever you are, I don't know who Donnie you are, but don't call him no more, man. I don't even want your business, man. You don't even have to, don't bring your shirt. As a matter of fact, what's your last, I'm going to look your smile up. Any day, any money you don't spend, I'm going to give it back to you. I don't need your money either, man. I don't need this.
I got one more thing to say to you. Is you listening to me?
What? You ain't got a thing to say to me.
I do have something I need to say to you. You thieving, shirt wearing. I do have something I need to say to you.
What?
Is you listening?
What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy.
Who?
Hey, Mr. Wills. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy got me to prank phone call you.
Boy, say, bro, you can't call nobody talking to him like that, man. Boy, y'all some food, man.
Tell me this. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
You already know the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
Funny. I love it. Ignorant, man.
You are the king. You are the king.
Be stupid, be stupid.
It's the
be
reason
stupid.
Why you're the king of pranks.
Hey,
thank
Tom.
You, sir.
Hey,
yes,
Tom.
Sir.
Mm. Hey, man, I just got some inside information about the play.
What's that?
Go talk to him.
Oh, yeah, I just want to know that. Yeah, people want to know why you don't come out there and sign autographs and take pictures. They just ask. I'm just telling you what the
Steve
people ask me to ask you.
Steve can answer that, though, Junior. Steve, answer that. How come Tommy doesn't come out after the show and sign pictures like everyone else?
Because Tommy can't walk through crowds. Tommy got trampled last time he went out there. And them people couldn't see Tommy.
See, I'm going to start firing back at y'all in a minute now. Y'all keep on. I'm trying to be
come
nice.
There y'all have it. I told y'all
to shoot
out.
Up, though.
He got trampled the last time he walked out there.
Yeah. Junior, who told you that, man? Who told you that?
Nah, man, I just had to show in Richmond. You just left here. People just like, why Tommy didn't come out after the play and take pictures? Well, we want to take pictures with Tommy. Okay. Now we know why. You would got trampled if you had went out.
And then when they take the picture. Now you got to stand there next to Tommy take the picture. Now all in the shot is just Tommy head.
Not hearing y'all.
Pop.
Mama's Boy is coming Thursday night, Louisville, Kentucky, Friday, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Saturday, Maryville, Indiana, and Sunday, Indianapolis, Indiana. That's me, Robin Givens. That's Jack A. Harry. That's Shirley Murdoch. Oh, my God. Johnny Gill rocking the house. Y'all come check us out. All Ticketmaster outlets, we coming to your city. Yeah.
All right now.
Yeah.
Can't wait see it, nephew.
Whenever you do that.
We're coming. That's an awful conversation.
No, we know. Did
she buy the airline ticket? You're talking
short or tall now. Which one is this one? I don't know.
Well, when you getting our tickets, we'll be here. Shorty.
Posse. Tink.
Yeah.
Coming up next, today's Strawberry Letter.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Today's Strawberry Letter is up next, and it's a good one. You know that. But first, Starbucks, guys, has added two new seasonal beverages to their menu. If you already enjoy chestnut praline latte, mm-hmm. that just sounds good, huh? Mm-hmm. Peppermint mocha mm-hmm. and eggnog yes. latte. Well, get ready for the new drinks. They are here now. The toasted white chocolate mocha and the chestnut praline chai latte. This is what I like, the chai tea latte.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. I can't mm-hmm. wait to taste that. Mm-hmm. And they can be ordered both hot and cold. Steve, here's a question for you. Do holiday beverages get you into the holiday mood? I know you like eggnog. Is that your favorite?
I don't drink eggnog like I used to.
Oh, because?
I just don't. Well,
why?
I just don't.
Because of the cream and the milk?
I still drink it, but not like I used to. I used to could wait. I devour a quart a day.
Love wow. eggnog.
You know, yeah. I used to drink
it. I wish I could drink it.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you like it homemade? Because a lot of people make
No,
it.
No, I don't like it homemade.
I've never
people can't
it.
Make egg. No, yeah. I like it in a carton.
Yeah, I've never.
What's the best brand?
The best one is Old English. If you can find Old English eggnog in the silver carton.
Mm-hmm.
After that, there's, what's
Southern
the one
Comfort.
In the black carton?
Southern Comfort, I think they have one.
Southern Comfort. Right. Uh-huh. That's it, in the black carton. Mm-hmm. Southern Comfort. I do not like flavored eggnogs. I just want eggnog. Don't give me your peppermint version.
Oh, no.
Or your pumpkin pie version. Oh. Nobody want that.
Don't get mad, babe.
Don't nobody want that.
I'm with you. Pumpkin should be in nothing.
Shouldn't even be in the pumpkin.
Shouldn't even be in the pumpkin.
Now, I do like pumpkin cake.
No.
I do like that.
I ain't had nothing with pumpkin.
Mad at pumpkin. Oh, y'all mad at pumpkin. I'm not mad.
I dated a pumpkin one time. That didn't work out.
Stupid.
But you know what a new fall flavor is now, because I think people are being pumpkin out, is maple. They trying to
make maple.
Have you been seeing that lately? Maple is a new flavor that they're trying to spring on.
I like
everybody.
Maple bacon. Maple bacon.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Right.
I would think maple... Right. Something to drink tastes
well,
like
you know, here's the thing about Starbucks. Sweet. If they're going to do pumpkin, when they going to do sweet potato something?
Yeah. Oh, sock it to me eggnog. You know, something like that.
German chocolate.
Yeah. Come on, Starbucks. Pound cake something. You can do it.
Banana pudding latte.
Get on your game. Step your game up.
Yes. Lemon meringue tea. That's what I want.
Yes.
Ooh, that sounds good, Tommy.
Sock it to me tea or something. Come on now.
Woo. Seven up. Seven up latte.
That is.
Oh, yeah.
That is.
Wow.
They can do it.
So what's your favorite holiday drink, though? What do you like? Because, Steve, you say you're not on the eggnog as much as you used to be.
Well, I like eggnog. My favorite holiday drink?
Hot cocoa? What?
Yeah, probably.
Mm. Something with some Baileys in it.
I like mint.
Coffee with this, what's that drink with the elephant on it?
With the elephant?
Elephant on it?
It's a big
George
elephant.
Wallace's mama? You drinking that?
Jay!
She had an alcohol.
Jay. You really go up beyond the mama line.
You know, I'm not going to let that just sit there.
you,
You drink a fifth of George Wallace's mama.
George has never knocked you out smooth.
No,
out.
Him. Talk about my mama.
Jay, I thought of you. I was in Miami, and they raised these bridges up because this ship was coming through. And I'm just sitting there like, where's the ship? Where's the ship? And then all I heard was you in the back of my head. Probably George Wallace's mama coming through.
Oh, my God. Play too far. All right,
buckle up. Buckle up, buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Oh, jeez. Here we go. Subject, stressed wife.
Okay.
Stressed wife and I both workaholics. He is a good provider, and I've always served him because I believe my man should never have a reason to have his needs met anyplace outside of me.
All right, sound good.
Well, the past 2 years have been challenging due to my layoff from a nonprofit community arts job and my husband having surgery on his wrist and most recently a hernia operation. My frustration with my husband is that he said if I ever got fat, he would leave me.
Uh-huh.
I never imagined he would get to be 300 pounds at 5'5". I am 112 pounds at 5'4". He pays for a gym membership he never uses and hardly attends any functions with me, often complains about everything, and makes time for bowling and friends weekly. Just wondering how much is too much when the weight is on him. Help me to get past the weight. I cannot deal with it.
Okay.
All right, dear stressed wife.
Take your time with this one, Shirley.
You know what?
I sure am.
I know. You know what, though? We had a letter like this not too long ago about a woman being frustrated because her husband had gained a lot of weight, you know, and men being such visual creatures, like for their women to look right, their women to look tight, but it's okay for them to gain a few pounds. You know, don't say anything. But your situation, ma'am, I have to tell you, is a little different because there's some medical issues involved with this situation. The other man just blew up. I don't recall him having any medical conditions or anything. He just, you know, overate and didn't exercise and got fat. Yours is a little more serious. Your man has had wrist surgery. He has had a hernia operation. So, you know, maybe he's having some complications after the fact. You never know. You got to ask him. I do know. I will say this, at 300 pounds and 5'5".
Lord,
that's a whole lot of weight. Okay. That's like, boom, shrunk. Yeah.
Right.
Still the 300 and something pounds, but half is his height. So, you know, just like you wrote to us, you're frustrated. You got to talk to your man and see what's going on. I mean,
roll,
you know, he put those stipulations on you that if you get fat, you know, he's going to leave you. You know, you got to talk to him. This is a double standard here, definitely, but he still may have some medical issues. I say sit him down, talk to him, you know, treat him like you would want to be treated in this sense. Since you don't want him to leave you and that was hurtful of him to say to you, you know, you guys get together, make a workout schedule, go for walks, start cooking. You know, you like to serve your man, cook him differently. Different meals, I would say. But
can
there's
he get
something
out the house, Shirley? Can you get out the house at 300
300? Pounds? Yes.
Not in Five? The dough. No, not on that. Not out the dough.
He can get out the door. But anyway, I mean, you guys got to work together.
He
you
can
know,
go out through the garage.
When you take those vows, it's for better, for worse. So, you know, don't leave
it's
him. Just
worse.
Work on it. It is worse right now, but
it's
you guys
worse.
Can handle it.
Hey, Shirley.
All right, yeah.
My answer?
It's going to be what?
Ain't finna be nothing like that.
How did I know that, Steve Harvey?
Y'all stay tuned. Here we'll come the truth.
Code Cracker.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, Steve, come on with part two of your response to today's strawberry letter.
All right, well, if that's what you want.
What the people. Get the people what they want.
Well, here's the letter. I'm going to read
it. Okay.
Stressed wife. Mm-hmm. We are both workaholics. He's a good provider. And I've always served him because I believe my man should never have any reason to have his needs met any other place outside of me.
Read, Steve.
Well, past 2 years have been challenging due to my layoff from a nonprofit community arts job and my husband having surgery on his wrist and most recently a hernia operation. My frustration with my husband is that he said if I ever got fat, he would leave me. Mm. Now, I never imagined that he would get to be 300 pounds at 5'5".
Say it like that.
I am 112 pounds at 5'4". Mm-hmm. He pays for a gym membership he never uses and hardly attends any functions with me. Often complains about everything and makes time for bowling and friends weekly. Just wondering how much is too much when the weight is on him.
I see the joke.
Help me to get past the weight. I can't deal with it.
Come on, man.
You wrote in to the right person because I specialize in sensitive issues like this.
Oh, yeah, okay.
See, you struggling because, see, Fat Boy, when you first met him, gonna lay it down to you that if you ever get fat, he leaving you. Well, who fat now? I can say fat because you are 5'4". You weigh 112 pounds. Your man ain't but 5'5", which means when you put heels on, you actually taller than Lil Bitty. But Lil Bitty ain't Lil Bitty no more, is he? Lil Bitty then became a little bigger. Now, Lil Bigger is 5'4", 300 pounds. Fat Boy done got janky with it.
Yes, Lord.
Fat Boy done gained all the weight. Shirley gave this crazy response.
Yeah, whatever.
That maybe it's a medical issue. Because he has surgery on his wrist and most recently a hernia operation. I done had both of them. Let me explain something to you. I done had a knee operation, a stomach operation, and I done broke my arm. When you break a wrist, it cuts back on eating.
Yes.
How do you hold a fork with a cast on your arm if you done broke your wrist? What is he doing to eat the food now? Is he just putting a bowl up to his mouth? He is wasting no time. Is he cooking in the bathtub and laying in it? What is Fat Boy doing? Fat Boy smoking weed right now because he can't handle the pressure. Now he got the munchies. Now, Fat Boy, 5'5", 300 pounds. Oh, now, he ain't even your man no more. He's sitting over there looking like a Le Car. He over there looking like that new little French car, Le Car. He come up all of a sudden. He done swole up like a tick. He done drank so much blood. He done a little fat tick at the house now. Your man over there look like a flow model TV. He don't want to go out in public nowhere because, hell, don't nobody know what he is. Sitting over there looking like a plasma, a 42-inch plasma. That's why your man don't want to go nowhere. He look like one of them speakers at a concert you go to when Maze is playing or something. Right. You know that big speaker with the bass coming out of it? That's your man now. You sitting over there, your man look like a garbage can. That's why your man don't want to go nowhere. Because Fat Boy sitting over there looking like a 55-gallon drum of Crisco. He go out to a place, people be leaning on him because they thought he was a trash can. Now, he mad because some tall dude like me, 6'2", laying on, got my elbow in his little 5'5" head. Fat Boy. Now,
so wrong.
He go in the barbershop and somebody try to sit on him because they thought he was a chick.
Oh,
I'm telling you, Fat Boy got some issues. He over there look like a little tugboat. When he jump in the pool and go swimming, people think he a tugboat. They try to put a rope on him and make him
crazy.
Save people.
You on a roll.
I'm telling you, you ought to leave Fat Boy is what you ought to do. Well, okay, listen, you can't leave him.
No.
But you ain't got to sleep with him no more. Listen to me. Stop sleeping with him. Cut him off.
Marriage.
You can't deal with it. Let him go outside. See, you said before, you didn't want your man having to go outside to meet any of his needs. That's why you served him.
She serves him, yeah.
Well, now guess what? Quit serving him. Quit sleeping with your man. Now guess what? He can't go nowhere else. Because don't nobody want the little fat rascal. Who gonna have the little fat? When the last time you seen a 5'5", 300-pound player? Come on now. If you don't want him and you married to him, how you think a lady down the street want him?
Steve,
a 5'5", 300-pound player.
But Uncle Steve.
When the last time you heard him say pimping ain't easy? Hell, walking ain't easy. Breathing ain't easy. Wheezing ain't easy.
What is he making
time? He can't even get a Steve Harvey suit nowhere. I ain't got nothing for him.
Steve, we got to go. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. And please don't forget this Thursday, Facebook Live with the Strawberry Letter after show on Facebook at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Please join me, okay? Switching gears now. Back in January, you guys remember BET scored record ratings with the three-night biopic of The New Edition story. How can you forget it? It was so good. It was so successful.
It was really, really good.
Yeah, it really was. It's getting a spinoff now. Woody McClain, who played Bobby Brown in the New Edition story, is going solo. The Bobby Brown story will pick up.
That's gotta be great. I can't wait.
Bobby Brown will pick up where the New Edition story left off, exploring his abrupt exit from the group, his affair with Janet. His affair with Janet Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
His marriage to the one and only, the beautiful Whitney Houston. His battle with drug addiction and losing his daughter, Bobby Christina. Wow.
It's amazing how that family has been put into video. Did you see the Bobby Christina story? That was pretty, I don't know when it came on. Yeah, that was really good. Yeah, she did real good.
Wow.
Steve had her on the show. He had her on the show.
Yeah.
Go back and
on the talk
that.
Show.
Yeah,
I had who on the show?
The lady who played Bobby Christina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I thought you said had Bobby Christina.
No.
I must have been on.
Yeah, that was a booking right there.
I must have been.
Okay. All right. Too far. Okay, look, coming up next at 41
we're going to come up with some names after this, but it will not.
Let it go.
You got your priorities mixed up. We'll talk about that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Jay, this bit is called You Got Your Priorities
Mixed
Up.
Sometimes we do things, but we should be doing another thing, meaning the thing that you might not be doing should be the thing you should do, meaning you got your priorities mixed up. For instance, how about we bless the food before we take pictures of the damn food?
What is that about?
Can we do that?
It's for the gram, baby, for the followers.
You know?
Yeah. Bless the food first.
I think you got priorities mixed up. That's just me.
I agree.
So I got a friend named Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
Just brought him a brand new Lexus. Mm-hmm. He fought it, but he stayed at his mama's house. Now, is that priority
mixed
up?
You got him mixed up, dog. You going to park a Lexus in front of your mama house, and you ain't got a place to stay.
Car rich, house poor.
Mm-hmm. No. Oh, here you go one. This is what I don't understand. Uh-huh. You just borrowed some money from me. But then you going to tell me some financial advice right now? What you need to do, dog? What?
That's your priority.
You got your priorities mixed up. Oh, what you got? Yeah, you who's got their priorities mixed up?
I think if you're trying to make a decision on whether you're going to buy some new clothes or some groceries.
You got to buy the clothes.
Something's wrong with you.
You got your priorities mixed up. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I don't mean no harm.
Eat your shirt.
You got your priorities mixed up. I'm just trying to figure out, because I live in L.A. and I see this a lot. What is the cutoff age of a dude with a beard on a skateboard? That's all I'm asking.
I ain't mad at you, Jack. I see it all the time.
How you look like a shepherd, but you on a skateboard?
Makes no sense.
You got your priorities mixed up.
Okay, I got it for you.
You got it?
You 400 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And your transportation is a scooter. Come on now, man. Either lose some weight or get a car. All right? But it's too much happening right here. It's way too much.
He's too busy. I'll tell you what, Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I can't understand. You sit here talking to me with all designer clothes on, but you got teeth missing. Where we at with this?
Come on, Junior.
Where we at with this? You Gucci, you Louis, you everything. But your bottom row looks like a downhill slop.
Don't you see that's gone?
Yeah.
Your priority is mixed up.
Jack-o'-lantern about the mouth.
Junior,
when they missing that side tooth. And
oh,
like,
my God.
That side one.
Get that thing.
You see that, man.
Yo, where we at? I got one.
You got one, Steve?
You at the bus stop.
Uh-huh.
I pull up in a raggedy car. You laughing at my car.
Right.
Excuse me.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Excuse me.
Hey, this the laugh.
I got one. You got your priorities mixed up. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you're not right. You're just a little off kilter. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You got on a Black Lives Matter t-shirt. That's all you wear. Mm-hmm. But all your friends is white. That's all.
Priorities.
Priorities.
Get them in order.
I'll tell you what right here.
Uh-huh.
You sitting in the living room playing with your kid.
Uh-huh.
Your kid tell you to shut up, and you do it.
Whoa.
Whoa. You got your priorities mixed up.
Way mixed up.
Who the parent in here?
Yeah.
Right.
Priorities.
I got one. Oh, man. You get arrested, mm-hmm. and your mugshot, you got on a Black Lives Matter t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
But you arrested for a drive-by.
Oh, you went deep with it. Oh.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Whoa.
That cut.
Get your priorities together.
Yeah.
Get your priorities together. It's to the ladies. Mm. You got a designer bag.
Mm-hmm.
You paid maybe $700-$800.
Okay.
But you ain't got lunch money.
Mm. Well, yeah. We got you. So, that ain't a good one, Jay.
Boo.
Get out of here.
I got one for you.
You the president of the United States.
Uh-huh.
And you done took most of our money and went and played golf with it. And we got plenty of stuff around here that need to be taken care of. You got your priorities.
You got them really mixed up.
You got your priorities mixed up. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you
we
do.
We get deep with it. Okay. You're
getting deep with it.
Go ahead, Jim.
I'm saying this is just something that just personal just to my family and my house.
Uh-huh. Mm.
You got a 39 in reading.
Uh-huh.
You ain't passed reading in about 6 report cards.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But you know all the words to Cardi B, Bodak Yellow. What are we really doing here?
Come on.
I make money moves.
Yeah, I make money moves.
But you can't read these words.
But read Little Red Riding Hood for me.
You got your priorities mixed up.
Right, way mixed up.
You got it, Steve?
All right, come on, close
last
it out, Steve.
One. Uh-huh. All right, this is a ripper right here, so get ready to go. Might not
Uh-oh.
Be able to use this one.
Uh-oh.
You in the mall
uh-huh.
with a FEMA check, and you done bought some red bottles.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
Making the money
Trust
moves.
Me, it's been done.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it mixed up.
Okay. Coming up at the top of the hour, more comedy. You're halfway to work when we'll tell you what that's all about right after
God.
This.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve and the guys. this is a segment Jay wrote called You're Halfway to Work When You Realize.
Things happen to you. You
Ooh,
get up.
Ooh, I've been there.
You've been there.
Halfway to work.
You get up.
What?
You got your clothes on, and then you realize you halfway to work.
Mm.
You good. Well, sometimes you've pulled up at work.
Yeah.
And you realize, and then ding.
Wow.
You halfway to work, and you realize, damn, it's Saturday.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Because you be going that way.
You be going that way so yes. often, man.
Yeah.
I done been halfway to work.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I done been halfway to work and realized my phone was on my nightstand.
Oh, hey, oh. Lord.
I done called Uncle and said, I just ain't going to make it.
I'm going to be
I
late.
I got to go back and get this phone. We finna mess up a happy home.
Yeah. You can't leave your phone at
no,
home?
No, you can't leave your phone.
No.
Hell no.
I got one for you.
For our radio show for 4 hours, you can't do that.
No.
It's your
cream. Sitting on this radio and that phone just out there anywhere?
Yeah.
Because it's not anywhere. It's at your house.
Let me just say this, Carla. If he don't go get that phone, he can't do the next day. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. I got it now.
He got to go get that phone.
Right, you halfway to work. You got to turn this damn thing around. I done left the baby at the house.
The baby? Oh, my God.
It just happened.
I'll be there.
Left the baby.
Left his ass up there in the crib sleep.
You got one? You
got the phone,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I left the baby. I remember I was at my mama's house working. They going to kill me because I was halfway to work one time. Realized I done left the front door wide open. People just driving by looking in the house.
Here's one. You all dressed up and you look down, right? You got your tie on, your jacket on. You look down, you still got on your pajama pants.
You ain't even dressed.
What is going on with my life, man?
You halfway to work and then realize I didn't brush none of my damn teeth. What is this I'm smelling? What the hell is that? Damn it, it's me.
That's me.
It's me.
Hey, hey, Jay.
Yeah.
Hey, Tommy. I done been halfway to work and then realized when I get to work, I'm going to have to borrow some money. I done left my damn wallet.
Yeah. Been there, man.
I done done it.
Been there.
Yeah. Done it.
Been there.
I'm gonna have to borrow from somebody.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to. Somebody kick me
I
out.
I got one that'll kill you. This was back in the day. I've been on my way to work and forgot that I didn't even go home that night.
Oh, you didn't check in?
Oh, I got some people looking for me.
You mean you didn't do?
I just had to go to work from where I was.
You never made it back home?
No.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
You halfway to work and you realize I had this on yesterday.
You had a good night, though.
That's because you was over her house the night before and you knew you had to just go on in. I told my ex-wife that I fell asleep at the job in the parking lot and just woke up and went on back in the work.
I was so tired, baby. Uh-huh. I was so tired.
Yeah, I done that.
Fix it.
You'll be halfway to work and realize it's Sunday.
Yeah.
What the
Saturday,
hell?
Sunday, damn, Saturday, Sunday, the week.
What
Saturday,
the
yeah,
hell?
Yeah.
Are you listening to the jokes, though?
Yeah.
I missed it.
You got one, Junior?
Yeah, I've been halfway to work and realized I don't even work here no more.
No!
I'm driving my behind up to a job. I quit.
I've done that.
No, I don't even work here no more. Just out of habit, Junior, I'm going back.
Junior, I did this. I done drove halfway to work and decided halfway I'm quitting today. Yeah.
I ain't going back.
It just immediately slowed down. Yes, why am I rushing? I'm fitting to quit today.
You going to quit today.
Yeah. Oh, how about this one? You halfway to work. You driving, right? You look down and you say to yourself, I am not going to make it all day in these new shoes. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. He just going to quit. Take these off.
Yeah. You're going to need a butcher knife to cut them off.
Cut the front part out with these shoes. They hurt my feet. They ain't gonna do it.
You ever got halfway to work? This ain't really funny. It's just true.
Uh-huh.
You ever got halfway to work and realize you don't like what you got on?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Your whole day will be messed up if you don't like what you got on.
You got to feel what you're wearing. You're absolutely right.
Man.
Yeah.
You ever put something on and had to just tug on it all day?
Yeah.
Just be pulling on it.
Yeah, shirt.
Like, you got to sit a certain way for it to look just right.
Yeah.
That's an uncomfortable feeling.
That's a very uncomfortable feeling.
Now, have you gone back home to change?
Uh-uh.
No.
You just sticking out.
You're going to go back for the phone call.
Oh, yeah, you ain't going back for nothing else but your phone.
You got to go back and get that phone. Tommy do.
Okay.
I got one, Steve.
At the Harvey household, at everybody's household, they don't have anything to hide.
Tommy, my wife has my code.
Oh, you are truly in love.
My wife, dog, my kids, my assistant got the code to my phone.
I got my husband's code. He got mine.
Deeply in love, you are. Bro.
Yeah, deeply in love. I love seeing love like that.
God bless you, though, man. I'm glad to see that kind of stuff.
I just ain't doing nothing ignorant.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, that's right, Steve.
Supposed to be an age limit. At one point in time, it's supposed to be a cutoff point.
Who says that? Who says that?
Who said that?
Well, the Lord was starter.
The Lord ain't put no cutoff point on. No, don't put bringing the Lord.
Strongly suggested.
Forget what Steve is saying. Ignorance will continue.
Well, Tommy's at that 50-year mark.
Oh, that's, so you saying it's time?
Oh, dog, 50 really too late, but it's really time then. Because you have 100. You probably got less left than you ran already.
We got more foolishness.
Your race is shorter than that. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back.
Yes, more foolishness.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, guys, check this out. According to a survey by the health site, it's called DrEd.com, 18% of us have one of these in our lives right now. What is it?
Jay got what all of them, probably.
Side
Wait, what, Steve?
Wow. 18%. What's the percentage?
18% of us have one of these in our lives. What do you think it is right now?
Tommy, what'd you say?
I said side piece. And I know it's in that 18%. It could be greater percentage, really.
Okay, so Tommy says side piece. What
about
That's
a much higher percentage.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. 18%.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, okay. Steve. Go ahead, Steve.
I don't know. Go ahead, Jay.
Somebody in their family that's affected by either diabetes or heart trouble.
Okay. You think it's a health issue? Okay.
Okay. 18% has what?
A friend with benefits.
Oh, that's Tommy. Tommy was right.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, he
I
said
Tommy,
to
right?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, no. It's way more than 18%.
Hold on.
So can you have intimacy with no commitment? Can
yeah.
you have a friend with benefits?
Yeah.
What you think we doing?
Yeah, you can do it.
Intimacy with what?
Intimacy with no commitment.
Yeah, you can do that.
That's what this
Hell
all
yeah.
about, Carl.
It sounds like that's the point.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what it's called. It's called the end of a marriage. Yeah. Had it a couple times. Yeah.
You know it well?
Yeah, know it well.
You going to be up there tonight?
Yeah,
by
yeah,
nine?
Let's do it. Okay, well, whatever.
Can
all right.
You have intimacy with no commitment.
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what
them.
This
by. I have just, way more of them than yeah. I have commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Way yeah. more. Yeah.
The goal is to find somebody who don't have a problem with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Tommy, in your lifetime,
category,
give me a number, Tommy. How many women have you been involved with over your lifetime? Give me a number.
Right there.
Dog, you said what?
See, it throws women
hey,
off.
Hey,
Shirley and Carla,
you.
Hold on. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Tommy, this is going to throw the women. Is it more than 40?
Oh, hell yeah.
What?
That throws women off when you say that.
More than 40?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hell, I'm 50. What is you talking about?
That's a low number to you.
What? Girl, my roaring 20s was incredible. What are you talking about?
Wow.
What about you, Steve?
Oh, in my whole
You better
life?
Put another zero on that 40 when you're talking to him. Put some spec on it now.
The numbers. In my whole life?
Did you multiply?
Jesus.
Hey. You got to use that new math these kids got when you talk about stuff like this. This is a different kind of math.
When
problem,
you don't
huh?
carry that one.
You don't carry that
in
one.
In your whole life,
think,
Steve. In your whole
you
life.
Think, in my whole life, it at minimum, that number's crazy, man. That number.
You went over 1,000, didn't you?
Oh, hell.
What?
I ain't nowhere near no 1,000.
You and Will Chamberlain in the same group, ain't you?
Oh,
no,
my
hell
God.
No. Ain't no way. I ain't never been with that many people. But in my lifetime, dog, my whole life, the whole run, jeez, I'm Shane. No, for real.
I knew your knees
Shane,
was bad
though?
For
Why?
A reason.
I'm saying because if you look at that number, it's numbing. It's kind of crazy. I'm Shane. I'm not going to say.
Well, I haven't.
I'm not Shane.
Yeah.
No, I've only been with 7 women.
Really? Damn, what? Lie. You've been married 8 times.
So one of them you just didn't even fool with, huh?
Who did you just forget about?
What?
We'll be back.
What,
we're coming right back with more of these lies, because we're going to find out what little sickle cell got to say about all this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
President Trump may be trying to repeal and replace Obamacare, but a number of Americans may not want him to. Check it out. Obamacare health insurance plan enrollment rates are up sharply over last year. To remind you, open enrollment began November 1st under a Trump administration opposed to Obamacare. We all know about that. New numbers suggest consumer demand for the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, almost doubled. Did you hear me? I said almost doubled over last year in the first days of enrollment. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services say that during the first 4 days of open enrollment, more than 600,000 people selected a plan on healthcare.gov. That's the federal Obamacare exchange. And on top of that, more than 464,000 customers renewed their coverage, and more than 137,000 new consumers selected a plan on healthcare.gov.
This is after he comes out, President Trump comes out and says that he's going to kill the funding.
Yeah.
He did kill
part
it.
Of, part of the funding kill was also kill advertising.
Definitely.
That the enrollment was up and due.
Yeah.
Right, to let the people know to enroll.
And places to sign up, Steve. He cut back on that, too. And in spite of all of that, enrollment is up.
People need health care.
They want it,
That's the bottom line.
They want it. You're right.
People that didn't vote for him need it.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
We had to go ahead and get it because we just, that's just, we needed it bad. And it's just.
They'll say stuff like, I like affordable health care. I just don't like that Obamacare.
Exactly. Right.
It's the same damn thing.
Can you change the name of it for us?
Well, the reason I got it, I'm going to tell you like this here.
Come on.
The reason I went on and got it.
Why?
Because them coal jobs ain't come back yet, like you said.
They ain't never coming back.
I said, now I'll be damned. And I done voted for you, and you told me them coal jobs was coming back. And I done had my helmet sitting by the door waiting. I got a new battery for the light on it and everything.
For the light.
And I ain't been able to strap it on since you got in office now. I'm waiting on that coal job, but until then, I had to go down there and get me a little something.
Yeah.
That's what I signed up for.
I'm with you. I got it, but I don't call it Obamacare. I just call it care. I dropped the Obama part, so I don't really call it.
The only reason you done that is because he's colored.
Because he's, I don't like to say Negro.
Well, he's colored.
You can't say colored either.
You're not even nice to say black.
Yeah.
Black.
You can say black.
I don't like to say it in the house. And that way I can say black has never been in my house if I don't say it.
Well, I ain't in your house, cousin, so I can say this.
Okay.
Ever since January.
All right.
I'm just going to say this.
Say it.
Put it out there.
I kind of miss that guy.
Obama?
You mean the black guy?
Yeah, I miss him.
Now, you know you ain't going to be able to say that around our people.
Yeah, you better watch yourself.
I don't care nothing about that. I'm just talking to y'all.
Be careful who you speak that around.
Well, I'm just telling you, I miss him because he's a cool guy. I like the way he trotted up them steps and everything.
Yeah,
he liked all babies. I've seen him hugging white kids, black kids, Mexican children, little Indian boys and girls. He just made us all feel like we were something.
But you didn't vote for him.
I did. I voted for him when they closed the curtain. I just ain't tell y'all.
Oh, one of those.
You damn betcha I did. I knew what was going to happen right there.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we go, Steve, with the last break of the day. Just one more thing.
Okay. Now, before we go on, we were discussing the number of people we've been involved with in our life. I refuse to give a number because, as I said, I'm Shane. I'm just flat out Shane.
Of the number?
And I don't want to promote that. It's not good for your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good. It's really meaningless, man. It really, really is.
So, no one young right now is listening to you.
Tommy has already claimed over 40 victims.
Right.
I'm ashamed I can't get in touch with some of them. That's what I'm ashamed about. Easy. I've only had
eight, Steve. Only eight.
And that's a flat out lie.
You said seven.
He's been married eight times.
Seven, I'm sorry.
But I want to go to the youngest member before Jake.
Please come over here.
Let me go to the youngest member of the team. Junior.
Yes, sir.
You're the youngest member of the team.
I am.
You're single, never been married, you have no kids. You're absolutely free to answer this question. Mm-hmm. How many people do you think you've been involved with physically?
Oh, make me
lifetime?
Proud, boy.
Three.
What? You went to Prairie View.
Dog, but only three
about?
Wanted me. If I was fine, it'd be higher. But my little ugly ass could only find three.
God,
now, I wanted Mo. Don't think I didn't want Mo. But three is all I got right now. Now, it's changing for me since I've been on the radio.
Come on,
but, David, I'm at three right now. I'm going to be up to six by next week. Now, if I could get this face fixed, I'm going to be in there. Let me find me a body worth touching, and I can get it up to 10.
Come on, boy.
I just know what they're looking for.
That night we would...
So he didn't want to bring that up.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Tom?
I'm going to show y'all how trifling men are.
Mm-hmm.
We had two.
Oh,
Tommy.
We know.
Tommy.
Shirley, don't listen to this fool.
In the same day.
I already know. Seven.
What?
Seven. Huh? Yeah, I was the truth back in the day, boy. I ain't lying. I was straight crazy.
Seven? That doesn't even... No human can do that.
Seven women in one day?
Shirley.
Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Oh, yeah, you can.
So how is that humanly possible?
What do you mean humanly possible?
Don't you have to regroup?
Yeah. Not when you're young.
You got 24 hours, Shirley.
Girl, Shirley, when you're young, to do. Seven times.
I think, come I'm on. Not, I'm just saying, I don't think a gynecologist see that many women in one day.
Right, I don't believe that.
Yeah, I don't know how you could see seven. Three? Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I get a lower that. Number like a three. Yeah,
I would believe
seven,
that.
Seven.
What is you doing, Tommy?
Damn near nothing.
Because you got to go.
Well, he got to go because don't nobody want him back.
Right.
Seven times you in there, but you just a little rabbit. One, two, three, pop. There we go.
Next.
I ain't got
one,
time
two, three, four, five,
you.
Pop. Okay.
I ain't got time to hold you.
No. Let's keep it moving now.
So you're not cuddling and all that.
Cuddling? That ain't, who cuddle? You cuddle at home with your hood. What did you tell me?
I thought this was earlier in life.
This was earlier. No, I'm not cuddling with nobody.
Gotcha.
Y'all
you only cuddle with
love
people you like, Carla.
Yeah, y'all look for love.
I know. I'm just talking. Yeah. He getting offended, though.
Yeah, was something wrong with that? Love? Is something wrong with
like
that?
Like you disgusted.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you can't get to seven people.
Who are
you?
Exactly, Steve.
No, you're not in love with nobody.
No.
Nah. No, you're not.
You still don't want to give us a number, huh, Steve?
No, I can't.
It's three digits, though. You can register it's three digits. It's three digits.
Higher than 70?
Did you hear what I just told you?
Higher than 100, Steve?
Yes. Yes, it is. He's not going to agree with that. He'll stay quiet. So he'll say allegedly, like Carla does.
Women.
He'll say that.
I love that word.
I tell you what, I got a high number. Ask me how many women can't stand my ass.
How many? Just ex-wives.
That's a higher number.
Just your ex-wives alone.
That's more than eight right there.
Yeah.
You want a number, huh?
Yeah, you want a high number. I'll give you a high number.
That's funny. Steve, we're still waiting for that
number.
Waiting,
Steve.
I don't have a number. I really don't have
okay,
a
let me,
number.
Okay, let me ask you one question and we can close out. Steve, if you say the number, will you have to discuss this again at the house?
Yes. Yes, he will.
No,
I'm a woman. Yes.
First of all, if I give any number, it's a discussion at the house.
If it's one. Well, who was she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was her name?
Give me the list.
It's a discussion.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And Jay, if my wife was in the
say,
car,
you know, over. You, the word over can't come out your mouth.
Well, why don't you teach your nephew not to open his crazy mouth?
I don't know why he tells so much.
Shirley, my wife is in the car taking them kids to school. They listening to some Disney right now, and I know it. That's the only reason why I just say what I want.
Oh, you think you're...
Wait, say it again. Tell me what?
I didn't... My wife is in the car taking them kids to school. They listening to Disney right
That's
now.
That's right.
That's what they listen to. Oh. I know when I can say something.
And you still say it. You still say it. Oh, man.
So, Steve, will there be a discussion about why can't you say the number?
No. Why, you want me to tell you why? Because I'm somebody's damn grandfather right now.
Good answer, good answer.
Yeah, I have a sense of responsibility. To Rose, L, Noah, Benjamin. Yeah, I got to.
Beautiful.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've had a great day today. We hope you have. Have yourself a wonderful weekend and keep your numbers low.
All right.
Mm. That's a good message, Steve.
Good one.
Have a great day.
Seven in a day.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.